Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock here this afternoon. Hope you'll be able to stick with us. We've got a special program planned today, and so we're not going to be taking phone calls. We got a lot of stuff we're going to try and pack into the program here this afternoon, but want to thank you for joining us. And just a reminder, I'm Pastor Al Davis from the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, and we've got our program here on Friday, every Friday afternoon at 1:30 till 2 o'clock, and then Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight. And I just wanted to highlight something with that program real quick. Give me just a moment there, actually. What I wanted to mention first is that we have a special guest in the studio today, Dr. Gary Dominick, and I'm going to be introducing him in just a moment, let you know why he's here, but also reminder, you can check us out online at our Facebook page Live with Pastor Al on Facebook, or you can find our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and that, of course, has a link to our Facebook page there, as well as our past programs and other materials there, and you can even, when the technology cooperates, watch us live online during the program at Live with Pastor Al on Facebook. So we're going to go ahead and get into a couple of things, and let's go ahead and start our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do thank you for the medium that you've made available to us. Lord, as we come before you, we just pray that we could lift up and glorify Christ through the things that we discuss here today. And also, as we pause for a moment here before we're getting into the program, we think of those affected by Hurricane Harvey that are still struggling to recover. We pray that you would bless and watch over them, and also those in the path of Hurricane Irma in Florida. We just pray you'd have your hand upon them, help people to be able to get to a safe location if they're in danger. Pray for those that are in the islands where Hurricane Irma has already devastated a number of those areas. And then, Lord, we think of Hurricane Jose that's coming behind it. We just pray that you would just protect and watch over people, help these hurricanes to lessen in their strength and severity and turn further out to sea. And we just pray that your people would shine through these difficult times. Bless now, we pray, the program. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, again, good to be with you, and I want to mention something here, too, real quick before we get to Dr. Dominick. Just a reminder, if you would like to help out with some hurricane relief, they are still, like I said, working with the relief efforts for Hurricane Harvey in Texas, Louisiana, and then planning, pre-positioning things for Hurricane Irma coming into Florida. There's a lot of good organizations out there, but let me caution you, do your due diligence. Check these programs out. Some places there are scams out there. There's a couple of groups already that have been outed that have been masquerading as hurricane relief efforts, and people are pocketing the money or sending it in to other things. There was even one terrorist group that was getting money under the guise of Hurricane Harvey relief. There's some good ones out there. Samaritan's Purse, for instance, an excellent one. And then, of course, right here locally at home, Columbia Road Baptist Church in North Olmsted operates the Nehemiah's Network, and they have already sent a couple of truckloads down to Texas, and they have got, I think, some more getting ready to go, and they're trying to get ready to send some down to Florida as well. You can find them, columbiaroad.org online, columbiaroad.org, and click on their disaster relief banner or the Hurricane Harvey banner. You can see some things there, and They're doing a great work. In fact, let me just mention this right here. They sent a number of supplies to Pastor Will Cover at the Arise Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. And they partner with churches in the area because they figure these pastors and the people in the churches there, they know the neighborhoods, they know the area, and they know who's genuinely in need. And there's a short note. I just give you a highlight here. Pastor Cover, it was writing in regards to the supplies that they received, and they were unloading them. The tow truck operators to help unload had a mix-up, didn't get there at the right time, and the owner, I guess, in order to make up for it, ended up giving a large donation to help with their relief efforts. And this is what Pastor Cover said, and this is something that Christians can do during a time of crisis. He says, God is supplying needs through so many different means. I wish I had time to write about everything God has done, but that will have to wait for another time. There's such an open door to minister to people here because so many are hurting. We can literally walk into strangers' homes, and as long as we have some supplies or tools to help, they welcome us with open arms. Let us pray with them and share the gospel with them. Thank you for your prayers and support. And that's Pastor Will Cover at the Arise Baptist Church, one of the many pastors that the Nehemiah's Network out of Columbia Road Baptist Church is working with. And so again, that's columbiaroad.org. You can find that on our Facebook page as well. Well, keep praying for that. And hopefully on Sunday night, if all things work well, and it can be done safely, we are hoping to have somebody from affiliated with Faith Talk 570-910 WTBN in Tampa that carries our Sunday night program. We're hoping to have a representative of the station down there on the air with us to give us an update on the situation as Hurricane Irma passes through Florida on Sunday. So pray for them. All right. Well, the hurricane news and such aside, I want to introduce my good friend, Dr. Gary Dominick. He is from Richfield, Ohio. And I wanted him to come in today, and we were coming up into the political season, and we've got elections coming up in November, and then, of course, next year, people talking about primaries already and different races that are coming up, and there's a lot of local issues. Cleveland's got a mayor's race. Well, in Richfield, Ohio, we've got a village council race that's I don't know if it's heating up, but it's got a lot of people running. And, you know, my thought was, we think about Christians being involved in government, being involved in politics. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Some people say yes, some people say no. I believe Christians should be involved, and if God touches your heart to run for a local office, I think Christians should. And we'll talk about some passages in the Bible that deal with that in a minute, but let me introduce Dr. Gary Dominick. And Gary, introduce yourself for us.
Well, hello, everyone. Dr. Gary Dominick. I've lived in Richfield now 30 years. In about a week and a half, it'll be 30 years. Our practice, Richfield Chiropractic Center, has been there for 30 years now. And I've been involved with different outreaches over the years. And this one, I think, is going to be the biggest one I've ever been involved with. And that would be running for council, serving the needs of our community. And we title it, the group of us got together, and we're calling it Bring Richfield Together. It's just connecting people more and reaching their needs. Because when you serve others, it's not about me, it's about we. Because that's going to be our emphasis.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, we were talking a little bit before the program, and I was sharing with you in the book of Exodus. So you think about this. This is, there is so much in the Bible that really can give us the basis for the things that we're doing. And as a Bible-believing Christian, which I know you are, I know you understand these principles, that the things that we do ought to be grounded in what God wants us to do, and how can we lift up and glorify our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in our life, and be a witness to those around us. And in Exodus chapter 18, there's a really interesting account of how when Moses was leading the people out of Egypt, and as they were coming through the wilderness, there was a point where Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, meets with them, and They have some time of fellowship and all together and talk for a while. And starting about verse number 13, it says, "It came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, 'What is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone? All the people stand by thee from morning unto even.'" Now, I'll just sum this story up here until we get down to the part that applies to Gary and hopefully others that are listening. What was going on here is Moses was the ruling authority. He was the government official. I mean, he was the government. It was all Moses under God. God was using him. And of course, he had Aaron helping and a couple other helpers. But essentially, Moses was listening to all the things that were going on with his community of people there in the wilderness. And he was trying to solve their problems, sort things out. And I believe God used Moses' father-in-law to give him some tremendous advice here. He said, "Listen, what you're doing isn't a good thing. You're going to wear yourself out, and the people are going to get unhappy because you can't spread yourself across everybody, and satisfy everybody," is what he's essentially saying. And this is one of the reasons that we have government officials, because it's hard when you get as a community. It gets larger, and all the issues that affect it. It's hard for one person to keep their fingers on everything and keep everybody happy. And so we have government officials. And of course, you're running for village council in Richfield, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I've got to tell you this, there's a need in any community. And so when you do things from God's perspective, not your selfish perspective, you can get things done. And so I just did a wonderful class with my pastor at our church. He shared with us valuing civic duty.
Mm-hmm.
There's value when you're reaching out to other people. What better way in a leadership position that you can reach many and help them get on the right path where they should be?
Exactly.
We can encourage and motivate each other. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Absolutely. And now look what Moses and his father-in-law talk about here. Moses' father-in-law says to him, he says, "Hearken now in verse 19, my voice, I'll give thee counsels." This is counsel and advice that he's given to him, how he can do things. And he talks about teaching the people ordinances and laws, which we have, right, in our country. We have Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. We have the ordinances and laws, state constitution, state laws, village of Richfield. We have our laws and such not. And then he says this in verse 21, "Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all seasons, that it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee." And now what I like about that is that talks about keeping things local, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I mean, and isn't the village council, that's local, isn't it?
Very local.
Yeah, I mean, everything that goes on in Richfield Village, for instance, doesn't have to go to the governor's office or to the president.
No.
It should be handled right where we're at, shouldn't it?
Absolutely, and you shared those verses with me not too long ago. That hits the nail right on the head. And then I just read Romans 8, where it says, we want to, if you have God the head of your life, Jesus, know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and me,
right,
which he's died for everybody. There's one God, and there's one Christ, and Jesus died for all of us, everybody in the world. And so we get filled with the Holy Spirit. And people that don't know God don't know what the Holy Spirit is. But then that controls you, controls the way you do things. And so I want to be controlled by God, not my sinful nature. And so what's happening, if we can get controlled by our sinful nature, it's going to be about me. We'll be caught up on our successes, our accomplishments, our money. It'll be about me instead of we. So when you put God first on everything, you deny yourself, and God's still going to bless you. It's a blessing to serve. People don't realize it's a blessing to serve, not always to be served. It's a blessing to serve. Right now, through the airways right now, you're serving others, and it's a blessing to us. It warms our heart and our soul.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I like what you're saying about knowing Christ as your Savior. You have the Holy Spirit in you. He's guiding you. The Bible talks about us being conformed to the image of Christ and then being salt and light in the world around us.
Absolutely.
And, you know, light dispels darkness, and salt has a preservation effect. It also gives good flavor, you know. And so Christians ought to be salt and light in the community. And when you look at what the Bible says about the type of people that Jethro said to Moses to look for, able men mm-hmm. that fear God, men of truth, men that hate covetousness. And I'm saying men in the generic sense, of course. We'd yes. be talking about women as well mm-hmm. in local governments and such. And these are people who have godly characteristics. And unfortunately, all too often, we've elected the opposite of these types of people. We've elected covetous people, people who aren't able, people who aren't, you know, what's the standard thing about politicians and the truth?
Really?
We were all thinking that, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
If you believe what the politician says, and but yet it says men of truth ought to be set to govern over us. And, you know, I've known you for a number of years, you and your wife, Becky, and you have had a chiropractic practice there in Richfield for quite a number of years, 30 years, right?
Yes.
And successful, and I've seen you as an honest person and an able man. I think you meet these criteria, personally. This is the kind of people, you are the kind of person that I think people should be looking for in running for office, local level, county, state. Federal.
Well, I appreciate what you said. I feel the same about you too. We've become very good friends, and I appreciate your support. The thing I got to say too is that it's not about me. It's about we to be a not to be a politician, but be a servant. If we're a servant first, our political dealings will work for itself. But we can't serve our own special needs. Or others that we think we got to think of what God wants us to do in all things, mm-hmm. and that's the whole thing. Looking from God's perspective, value what you do, do it well, and always have that foundation, because we're going to take hits as a Christian in the political field. You're going to take hits because people are going to have their sinful nature want to attack you, and then we have to make sure that we don't bring out our sinful nature and attack back. And that's not what I plan on doing ever. But the big thing is just knowing that we're there to please God. It's unpleasing to God if we let our sinful nature rule our government. It's pleasing to God to have His will be done through us in our communities. And that's I just want to be give my 2 cents worth and do it well, not to a good degree, but to an excellent degree for Him.
Amen. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and we're talking with Dr. Gary Dominick. He's a candidate for Village Council, almost said mayor, for Village Council. We'll get that later, maybe, for Village Council in Richfield Village, and he's one of several individuals that are running, and I had him on the program today. I asked him to come on the program today so we can talk about this question, should Christians be involved in politics and run for office? And I think we should. As I said in Exodus 18, in verse 21 there, we need people who are able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. And these are the kind of people we should be looking at. And I Absolutely. Believe Christians should, of all people, Christians should represent these characteristics. And as Christians, you've seen this, I know, mm-hmm. Christians sort of just like, oh, politics is dirty. I don't want to get involved in that.
Yes.
You've seen that, haven't you?
Absolutely. I think a couple reasons. One, I mentioned that you could get attacked for unnecessarily just because you were standing for something. But the thing is, there's only one thing to stand for, because two things last in this world, God's word mm-hmm. and saved souls.
Yeah. In fact, that's the only thing you can take from this world is another soul.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you're talking about the things and making a difference. You know, because Christians have so much in the past steered clear of politics and running for office, Mm-hmm. We've turned it over to the unsaved world, haven't we?
Yeah.
And then we act surprised when we get people who are running because they're trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to accumulate money and power and influence, and they lie, and they go back on their word, and they're covetous, and certainly not fearing God. Mm-hmm. And then we wonder how that happened.
Absolutely. And Pastor Al, what I find is that, of course, every day we need to come before the one who made us and ask for his guidance daily, because we can't ask him enough for guidance. And the other thing, that'll help our foundation go down to the bedrock, and then we can make the best decisions for all, because our sinful nature might grab us and take us where we shouldn't be, and we pray that we don't do that. The other thing is, look where our country's been over the last 50 years. Look at the shift.
Yes.
Where prayer in school and the Ten Commandments and the way we do things, it's got shifted off to the side. We need to help bring it back towards where it needs to be. And we can't do it on our own strength. We have to do it with God's strength and guidance.
You know, and it's amazing you're talking about that, the shift that we have seen. It used to be, and I think over the last 8 years or so, we saw a sort of a shift away from emphasizing Christianity in government or in candidates running for office. I don't know if you saw this, but I think it was just 2 days ago, one of the people who has been nominated to the Federal Court of Appeals, sixth or seventh Court of Appeals, I believe it is, Professor Barrett, was being grilled over her religious statements. And Senator Feinstein said, basically talking about her beliefs, she said, when you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you, and that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country. Now, talking about her pro-life stance, Professor Barrett is a strong Roman Catholic and very strongly pro-life. And we've come to this point where we have senators mm-hmm. grilling candidates on their religious beliefs. And the Constitution says in Article 6, I believe it is, there shall be no religious test for public office. And yet some people today think Christians don't qualify for public office because they're Christians. I think that they should. How about you?
I think the number one thing we should always know what our foundation is and exude that mm-hmm. in our life.
You know? Exactly.
We as Christians, we don't cut down other people. We come alongside them and lift them up. And that's what God commands us to do.
Right. And we're to live our faith in the world, and not, it's a part of us. It's not something that you put into a closet. And our founding fathers recognized that.
And
they recognized what we were reading there in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, the idea that people would have a strong Judeo-Christian belief system that would shape what they believe. And we've come completely around 180 degrees in our country, where we have senators like Senator Feinstein and Senator Durbin that was suggesting mm-hmm. that because this candidate has strong Judeo-Christian views, she was somehow not qualified to be a judge in this country. But that's the kind of person mm-hmm. that Exodus 18 says we should be having as a judge.
Absolutely.
Or a ruler. And we got about 2 minutes left on the program, and I know you're running for village council in Richfield, Ohio, but there's other races, the Cleveland mayor race, for instance, and other races that are going on, council members and trustees and townships and different things around the area. So we're not really doing this so much as a campaign event for you, but try to get people's attention that as a Christian, you don't have to be ashamed of your faith in Christ. You don't have to be ashamed of who you are and what you believe.
No.
But instead, if God is leading you into this arena, you should take your faith with you. It's part of you. It's what can help you fulfill your job, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's your foundation. So when you ask, your religious convictions mean everything. You got to have that foundation down to the bedrock. And, you know, first of all, I had to share it with my wife to get her blessing.
And that's helpful.
absolutely, number one. And number one, first, is it of God? then my wife, and then it would affect my professional abilities to treat patients, and it won't. So they passed all that, and then when the Lord puts it in your heart, not your head, but your heart, then you should be all in and go do what the Lord calls you to do.
Absolutely. And like I said, if God's calling you to do it, you should get involved. Now, that doesn't mean if God's calling you to do it, you're always going to win, because there's always going to be challenges. Sometimes I've talked to some other people who have run for public office as Christians and not won. But the things that they learned from that have been invaluable for them in their walk with Christ and helping with their families and helping others. And Dr. Gary Dominic, I want to thank you for coming on the program today. If somebody does want to get in touch with you, what can they do?
Well, they can contact me at Richfield Chiropractic Center. And then my email is drgary7rcc@yahoo.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to respond to you as soon as I can. And thank you for having me on today.
All right. Well, thank you. We got just less than 20 seconds. I just want to thank you for taking the time. And I know people will be praying for you. And
thank
I hope
you.
That people listening will take an example from what you're doing when they look for people to vote for in their local areas. We're out of time. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
God bless you too.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.